Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. It's been the same drill for the last few weeks. Slim pickings on the new release front. Virtually everything the music industry wants you to stuff your stockings with is already in stores. So what's there to recommend here? Plenty, actually, including, yes, some seasonal music. That's what we'll start with, holiday music from The Killers. By now, you know the hard truth. Their Sam's Town was the year's biggest dud, hands down. An unlistenable mess, its lack of anything spunky or ironic, shows exactly what happens when young bands take their press clippings too seriously. That said, their seasonal single, A Great Big Sled, isn't just a holiday song, but may just be a better song, line for line, than anything on the entirety of their new record. It's got the same kind of faux Springsteen vibe of the album, but delivers far more punch and plenty of actual punchlines that are more clever than just plain old cute. Produced by Alan Moulder, Moulder's wife, Tony Halliday, the former lead vocalist of Curve, guests on the backing vocals, while proceeds from the song go to AIDS research through Bono's Red Campaign. Here's a sample.
The snowman is shaping up to be an 8, but not out of 10. The robots awake to find that they've been taped down, wondering when they'll break through these chains. But little boys have action toys for brains.
That's The Killers. Here's another holiday tune. This one comes from singer-songwriter Brett Denon, a guy that I'm still as undecided on as I was a few podcasts back. I can't figure out if he's an overreaching, pretentious Dylan wannabe or a young kid with a lot of ideas to grow into. The holidays are here and we're still at war is part holiday tune, part protest song. The Iraq situation, Katrina, the prison system, and organized religion all get some play in this rambling stream of consciousness narrative. How well it works depends on how much patience you have and how clever you find the chorus line, "The holidays are here and we're still at war." A holiday classic? Hardly. Timely? Absolutely. Worth 99 cents? Here's a piece of it to help you decide.
Smoggy skies and fixed elections and justice strikes from all directions. People with their backs against the floor, looking for someone to set us free. King with fists like Muhammad Ali. The holidays are here and we're still at war.
That's Brett Denon, and after two holiday songs, we return you to our regular programming. Last week, we played a couple of tunes from OC6, the new compilation from the much-heralded music supervision team behind the OC. This time around, the mix is subtitled Covering Our Tracks, with past OC songs getting covered by hip young new bands. What we forgot to play for you is one of the most surprising tracks, Lady Sovereign's take on the Sex Pistols' Pretty Vacant. What's interesting is that while there's elements of her grimy hip-hop, Jay-Z's favorite British MC actually plays it all pretty straight. And when it comes to covering the Pistols, it's all in the snarl, and her snarl is fairly believable. Here she is, Lady Sovereign does the Sex Pistols. As you may or may not know or care, this podcast comes from you by way of Austin, Texas. We try not to home team it too often. We include Austin music when it's among the week's best offerings, not just because we live here. That said, Austin's long had one of the country's best terrestrial radio stations, the very progressive, free-thinking KGSR. And every holiday, they put out a 2-CD set of live recordings they simply call broadcasts. Volume 14 is out now, and this year's compilation includes live performances from Bruce Robison, David Gray, Nickel Creek, Kerry Rodriguez, Sean Colvin, Buddy Miller, Patty Griffin, The Green Cards, Alejandro Escovedo, and more. In total, there's 38 exclusive tracks. Other stations around the country put together similar compilations from time to time, but none with the attention to audio detail, diverse roster, and overall consistencies of these albums. And all you have to do is check the eBay prices on the last 13 volumes to know what kind of market there is for these high-quality, hard-to-find year-in-review discs. We're going to sample a few tracks from it now for you, starting with Beth Orden. She's on the disc performing Safe in Your Arms, a song from last year's Comfort of Strangers. For my money, this low-key acoustic version is more powerful than the album track. She sounds twice as raw and vulnerable, if that's even possible.
Home is where the heartbreak wraps cold around my bones.
That's Beth Orton, live from broadcast volume 14. One of the year's best comebacks had to have been Kris Kristofferson. It's not that he sold a lot of This Old Road, his collection of new and mostly acoustic material, but that it put him back in the spotlight, on stage, on TV, in the press, and at better radio stations. What's special about the KGSR track is rather than get permission for a new tune, The Easy Route, they got rights to his performance of the classic Sunday Morning Coming Down, a tune that's so perfectly written it may as well be in the Great American Songbook. And while there's plenty of live versions floating around, this is the kind of song that the older and more weathered the voice singing it is, the better it plays. And Kristofferson sounds downright weathered here, making this a stunning version of what's already a line-for-line stunning song. Take a listen.
I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking.
The last thing we'll play for you from the KGSR CDs is the set's most obvious track, a version of K.T. Tunstall's Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. Grammy nominated a few weeks back in the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance category, it's a song we've heard a million times, but never seem to get tired of. And it's a tune that's hook is custom made for stripping down to its acoustic essence. Check this one out, K.T. Tunstall, live on KGSR.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
That's K.T. Tunstall wrapping up another edition of Esquire's Music Podcast. If you're looking for the broadcast CDs, by the way, it's worth noting that Waterloo Records is the only outlet that can sell the disc via mail order. Find them on the web at waterloorecords.com and hope they haven't sold out. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.